Last week, I wrote about our efforts to restore our HQR News signal to full power. A few days afterwards, I received this email from an HD2 listener in Brunswick County. The restoration of beautiful music is always a good thing. Thank you so much. It has been sorely missed. Listening to 91.3 during the day has strengthened my resolve to listen to serious music more during the day once it was restored, perhaps with the exception of the news and coastline. Unfortunately, I try to remain informed, and now it appears that the rest of the world has now seen what we have known for months. The drivel of the news and the opinions of so many makes the day seem long and hot. My chickens were divided into three groups this week of forced serious music abstinence. One group heard nothing but the ambient noise, and the second group heard serious music CDs left in the boombox with the repeat feature engaged. The third group heard 91.3 nonstop. Unfortunately, this unscientific experiment resulted in disappointing ends. The ambient noise chickens were slightly off in their egg production. The boombox chickens were exceptionally near to their regular production numbers, surprisingly near. Sadly, the 91.3 chickens became fraught and anxious with details of the NATO summit and the Paris Climate Accord. I'm not sure that I want to share final news about the withdrawal with them, since the beautiful music came back this afternoon, and we have already heard the flock murmur return to being harmonious and structured, much like a Bach partita or an Elgar tone poem. I share these quirky and unreliable experiments with you in the hopes that others may prove me wrong. It is a good thing to believe and hope that the world will become a better place and hard work is rewarded, etc. But even setbacks have their limits, and we will not be deterred from doing our share to improve the planet even when the chips are down. I anticipate that the egg count will be up tomorrow, provided that we do not lose the HD2 signal again. And that's from a listener in Brunswick County. Thank you. Listener Teddy wrote, "We are so glad to have your signal coming in loud and clear again. Being on the border of South Carolina, we missed some of the great programming that only WHQR can give us, such as Phil Furia's short essays on the Great American Songbook, and Coastline with his excellent interviews with our North Carolina officials and others of our state. The careful, insightful questions asked by the host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn, are usually just what we want to know." We're glad to help out our friends in Brunswick County and elsewhere, and we certainly hope to keep the signal to 91.3 as loud and vigorous as possible at all times. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Try the new WHQR smartphone app, and as always, thanks for your feedback.